Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Thee will I love, my strength, my tower. Written by Dr. Carol Geisler, based on the hymn of the same title, found in the Lutheran Service Book number 694. For Sunday, October 11th, 2020. Oh, keep me watchful, then, and humble. Permit me nevermore to stray. Uphold me when my feet would stumble, and keep me on the narrow way. Fill all my nature with thy light, O radiant, strong, and bright. Thee will I love, my crown of gladness. Thee will I love, my God and Lord, amid the darkest depths of sadness, and not for hope of high reward. For thine own sake, O light divine, so long as life is mine. Thee will I love, O light divine, so long as life is mine. Our hymn proclaims our lifelong love for the Lord. Yet we cannot sustain or even begin such devotion by our own efforts. The way that leads to eternal destruction is wide and easy, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. But the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. Like hikers making their way along a cliffside path, we try to keep ourselves in the narrow way, but often we fall to temptation. We slip and stumble. We want to follow Jesus, but every day in our thoughts, in our words and actions, we stray from his path. The prophet Isaiah foretold a day when God's people would see their teacher with their own eyes. He, their teacher, would no longer hide himself from their sight, and they would hear him too, Isaiah said in chapter 30, verse 21. He said, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it. When you turn to the right or when you turn to the left, the Holy Spirit at work in the word of Jesus, our teacher, guides us in Jesus' steps, steps that during his earthly ministry did not turn to the right or to the left from his appointed path. As his work on earth drew to a close, Jesus set his face to go to Jerusalem. He was betrayed and condemned to die. But he kept his feet on the narrow way through the streets of Jerusalem. He stumbled beneath the burden of the cross and the terrible weight of the world's sin. He carried our sins, our every weak, stumbling, and strained step in his own body to the cross, and he suffered the penalty of death that we deserved. His body was placed in a tomb, but on the first Easter morning, the sorrowing steps of a group of women led to his empty tomb. Jesus had risen from the dead. In baptism, we are united to Jesus' death and his resurrection, and our feet are placed on the path of eternal life. We do not walk the narrow way for hope of high reward. That reward is already yours. It's already mine, guaranteed as our inheritance by God's grace through faith in Jesus. We walk in his way, even amid the darkest depths of sadness, even when we cannot clearly see the path at our feet. For his sake and for his glory, we follow Jesus. He upholds us and keeps us on the narrow way as we hear his guiding word, this is the way. Walk in it. And we pray to him, Lord Jesus, when we stumble in sin, forgive us and uphold us. Keep us on the narrow way, the way that leads to life eternal. In your name, amen. Thank you.